You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. We're here in Cocoa today. I've got a full studio, Danny. This is a beautiful thing. We came back last week after a long hiatus of me having a new knee put in, and last week's show I thought was awesome. We had fun.
It was awesome, and it was great to have you back.
Nice to be back in the studio live. So this week's a little different. Of course, my guests aren't going to leave today before I ask them what their go-to restaurants are. So what's cooking in the 321? We are going to bring it back to food before we get off the air. But so let me just introduce everybody. First of all, everybody knows Danny. Danny runs the studio here and studio manager and is always my go-to here on the air with me. And hi, Danny. Hope you had a good week.
Hi, Kim.
So, all right. So, like I said, it's a little different this week because, first of all, nobody in here has met me except Brittany. I think I met, is this your husband? Is it your husband?
Yes.
I believe I met him once also because we did a wonderful fundraiser because today is like, we've got to do some fundraising because everybody that I've got in the studio today is here for a cause, and that's a good cause. It's not a bad cause. It's a great cause. Not even a good cause. A great cause. So I've got Brittany next to me here. I've got Jackie and Nicole, and then I've got the hubby over there. We always need, I call it legal. That's usually where legal sits. So Jared, who's Brittany's husband, is sitting in legal's chair here today to make sure I don't say the wrong thing or offend anybody, but I'm known to do that. We keep going. Listen, welcome, everybody. First of all, have you all been in a radio studio before? No?
I have not.
You have
I
not?
Have once.
You have once or twice? Okay. How'd that go? Work out for
Actually,
you?
Really
you didn't
well.
You didn't change careers or anything?
No,
or
not
say,
yet.
Hey,
not
this
yet.
Is me. I found myself.
It turned out okay, but you know,
there
I
you
think
go.
I'm going to stick on my side for now.
So, let's start with you. Tell us who you are and tell us the name of your place and what you're doing. Let's right. start with you.
My name is Jacqueline Yerby. Everyone calls me Jackie. I run the Angels Bridging Gaps Autism and Disability Support Organization that we started since 2008 here in Brevard County.
It's awesome. And Brittany, have you ever heard of that?
I have heard of it.
Okay, awesome.
Great, thanks.
Awesome. So, and you brought somebody with you.
I
you guys
sure
came
did.
Together.
I also run the ABG Works Adult Enrichment Program.
Okay.
In addition, Nicole and I are partners, and she's also part of our organization and our support organization. And we're actually part of a larger umbrella called One Voice, the One Voice Coalition of Florida. We recently formulated our organizations and Nicole's organization, which she'll tell you a little bit about as well, bringing organizations together to work in tandem to work on different issues here in Brevard County related to disabilities, the lack of support that we have, and find grassroots opportunities to collectively come up with solutions
okay.
to help support our most critically people in need in Brevard County.
Awesome, awesome. Well, welcome to the show, Nicole. You want to add to that? And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about your place. But I want to get everybody seeing who they are first on the air.
Well, thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
So my name is Nicole Grabner. I'm the director for the portion of the umbrella called One Voice Brevard.
Okay.
And that organization, grassroots kind of movement, really is about uniting collectively all of our disability voices for advocacy purposes. So I try my best to stay on top of things that are happening at the state and federal levels for our families, connect our families with legislators and policymakers, and do everything I can to empower our families to unite with one loud voice for the resources and supports that we need.
Now, let me ask you, because you said that you are in all of Florida. You're not just Brevard.
Well, the One Voice Coalition
is Brevard.
It's called the One Voice Coalition of Florida.
Okay.
We are primarily here in Brevard County right now, but our network in itself extends beyond.
Okay.
Part of Angels Bridging Gaps, I'm also part of a larger network called Bright Feet. It's a resource directory for families, and that does cover a large part of Florida, over in Tampa, Jacksonville. We actually branched over to Atlanta, Georgia. This year, we're actually working on the Panhandle. Anything to connect resources for families.
Awesome.
When it comes to our families with disabilities, we're moving around. But we lose services when we move from space to space, and we lose connections with resources. So we need to know where to land and how to reconnect with important structures in our lives so that we can continue having those supports for our individuals that we're trying to take care of.
That's awesome. So, Brittany, let's introduce you.
Thank you for having me.
And I'd like you to tell, because our audience is listening right now. They're getting to know the three of you just like I am. I've had an opportunity to work with you and your husband before, but tell our listeners who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me, first and foremost. It's what a pleasure. And to get to know people like you, I fit right into that gap.
That's what I figure. That's why I put you guys all in the same room.
She is a mastermind. So speaking of grassroots and resource center, I'm in the process of, I am sponsored and collabed with Poseidon Construction and Services. We have a commercial building. It's 1122 Lake Drive out in Cocoa. We're establishing a headquarters for a resource center. For somebody that can come at any place in their life, no matter who they are, a veteran, a senior, disabilities, it doesn't matter. If you need a resource, we're going to be there for you, even if it's for small business. So we started and initiated it supporting small business because we built small businesses, my husband and I, Jared. I'm glad he's here. He's a great support. So it was a huge shout out to him. He is making this happen for sure. We have decided that in order for us to support small business, we build our own. We find the like-minded individuals. We bring our resources and what we have that we love together. And then we have these small businesses. We're supporting other small businesses as well. We've collabed with them. Let's Talk Trash. We're cleaning up Cocoa. We're doing everything.
I like that. Let's Talk Trash.
Right. Absolutely. So we're collabing with all these individuals that have something good to bring to the world, one level or the other, and it's going to benefit somebody somewhere. And now we give them a place to come, and that's the headquarters. So as soon as this build out is complete, now I've done diligent work by keeping everybody kind of pieced together in the midst of a build out, and keeping the connections, because like you said, connections number one. People feeling connected and not feeling like they have to connect with you in order to get something, but they want to connect with you because you have something for them and somewhere to take them and carry them through the next steps. It just doesn't stop there. Like, here, I've helped you. It was nice knowing you. What can we do to keep this relationship alive? And how can you turn around and help somebody behind you get to the same spot? So that's what we're about. And
that's awesome. So now you have a fundraiser coming up. You have an event coming up.
Yes. August 2nd.
And let me make sure, because I know I'm there that day.
Yes, you are.
I know that's it in our place. August 2nd.
August 2nd of 2025.
We got that guy Phil DeFranco there.
Yeah. My partner in crime,
Mr.
Phil.
Tell me about Phil. Because Phil is, he's the one that I've talked to, because when
he's
I said,
had
Phil, come on the show, he's going, no, I don't want to talk on the radio, but I'm going to send somebody. So
Phil actually works for me, and Phil has become my rock in places that I would not expect. Phil and I got a chance to meet years ago when we were actually on one of the Palm Bay committees. And we connected at that point in time. He found out more about the organization that I ran, Angels Bridging Gaps, and what we were doing. And at the time, he was working at the senior center.
About that first. Angels Bridging Gaps. So how'd you come up with that?
Well, Angels Bridging Gaps came to... It's kind of a family story.
We love family stories. Brittany's got one as well. Yeah.
I moved from New York in 2006. And before I came to Brevard and moved to Florida, I didn't know where I was coming to this weird place called Brevard County. I had a dream, and God woke me up about 3 o'clock in the morning and told me that when I got there, I was going to be working with families that looked like mine. And he also told me, don't forget about the high school and college students. And I had to wake up in the middle of the night because it was such racing in my mind that I had to write it down. So I started writing it down. I said, okay, God, and I went back to sleep. A few years later, I landed here in Brevard County and realized that there weren't any supports. Mm-hmm. And I looked for support organizations. There were lots in New York, you know, parent caregiver support organizations. And the first person I called was a gentleman named Jason Clazon from the University of Central Florida's CARD program. And he had just landed here in Brevard County, too. And he came to my house and I said, so, Jason, where are the supports? You know, what's here? You know, how do I find stuff for my son? He's now 6 years old. He has low verbal autism. He's now 26. And back then, he said, Jackie, there really aren't any support groups in the area. I said, well, that's not going to work. My father had stage 4 lung cancer. Mm-hmm. And I decided that we weren't going to focus on cancer and what was happening to our family. Instead, we're going to put the energy toward helping the community and what God had put on my heart years before. So my father went with me to the pastor of our church, Pastor Dan, who just passed away very recently from Malabar Baptist. And he was a wonderful instrument also in supporting us and getting started. And he allowed us to use the church to start our support group. And I started inviting families that I would meet in the community to come to my church, and we would have parent and caregiver meetings. And we had horses at the church, and we started doing family fun days once a month where the families would go ride the horses. And then we would do family bowling in the afternoons. And we did that for probably over 16 years in the county. Mm-hmm. In 2021, right around COVID, we lost the program because, unfortunately, we lost one of our pastors at the time to help run the horse ministry. God forgive me for not remembering his name right now. But he was a wonderful person, too, in supporting the organization.
So, and I know, because I called Phil. First of all, he can talk, by the way. Because we got in a lengthy conversation, I don't know, hours passed. And I was sharing with him my son is engaged to a woman who can't see. She's legally blind and can't get any benefits. Mm-hmm. But yet, the guys that work for me who say they're what is it when you take Adderall? What are you, HDD?
ADD.
ADD. They can get benefits. I don't get it. Somebody that can't see, who's still working at Publix, bagging groceries, who can't see, can't get benefits. And all these young kids, you know, because I'm in the college. I'm in Eastern Florida State College mm-hmm. every single day, Monday through Thursday. These kids, half of them are special needs. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's about. Everybody has some spectrum, something on the spectrum these days. I said, when I was in school, we hid. If we were off the spectrum, we wanted to hide it. Now these kids sit around. Who's worse? They have like, no, I'm worse than you are. No, I have worse ADD than you do. I'm autistic. I'm this, I'm that. We used to want to hide it. Now they all want to be out there with all these special needs. But before I was done with my conversation, he had the name of somebody I could call that ran the Blind Society, and he had this and that.
Do.
And I'm like, this was a good call. Anyways, just 2 weeks ago, she got some benefits. She got a little bit of help, just insurance. And she wasn't asking for money, just insurance. Mm-hmm. So, he's the guy.
Yeah.
He's like magic.
Mm-hmm. Like magic. That's one of the things that we do in our organization. I take calls from caregivers on a regular basis, helping to find resources for them, helping them to connect with things that they probably wouldn't know about in the community, helping them to fill out paperwork. As you said, that person that doesn't know how to get those resources, mm-hmm. that are entitled to those services, that's struggling through their everyday lives to make ends meet, or not being able to find a job as a person with a disability. I mean, the current statistics say one in every 33 children, every 31 children have some form and are on that spectrum.
Well, I'm in the college. I think it's like 4 out of 5. I don't know. It just seems like everybody these
statistics
days has some
are definitely
kind
growing,
of issue.
And you're right. I think that is very true. The world we live in, people are struggling with a lot.
Yeah.
Mental health, behavioral health, mm-hmm. socially, mm-hmm. you know.
I had a professor once say that disability is the only minority group that's always taking applications. Hmm. So it's the one that you might experience with. If you don't have it now, you probably will someday.
And we should have that on T-shirts.
Absolutely.
Right.
And one of the programs that we have is our Angel Buddies program. It's our high school and college students of tomorrow, because we need to continue pouring into our communities and making sure that we do have people to help take care of people that are in need. And there's lots of opportunities in our communities to fill those positions. We're actually in dire straits to fill positions and find the necessary resources for those families right now in all of our communities throughout the country.
So what are we doing at this on August 2nd? Mm-hmm. What are we doing that day? What is the, I know we're not having alcohol, so we're not drinking.
No,
I know
we're not
that.
Drinking. No drinking
and,
that day.
What is the goal for that day? What are we doing? Tell us about this event so people want to come to it.
Sure. The purpose of the Helping Hands Conference. We started off a couple years ago, right after COVID. And I had gotten so many phone calls from families during that time period, just feeling lost, feeling disconnected, not knowing where to go, how to restart. And our families were definitely in need. You know, most people think of COVID as a time of isolation. I want you to picture what that feels like for a family living with a disability. That isolation is something that we've lived with for all our lives. It wasn't just the day COVID started. But that isolation actually impacted our families a lot in that time period as well, because the few connections we had made it really hard to come back out. And because some people with disabilities have a lot of health issues, it took longer for us to come back out into the communities. So Helping Hands came out of a lot of frustrations that I had from talking to caregivers and not knowing where to send them, people that were becoming homeless, people that were dealing with basic food shortages, just basic everyday lives, things in addition to having a disability and having to try to take care of someone and not having the funding or the supports necessary to do that. Mm. So in all of that, I've always worked closely with a lot of our community partners. I've served on this chair of the Interagency Council with the Brevard School District. So I have a lot of partners. I know where the needs are in Brevard County. And I reached out to some of my partners, and we decided that we would put a conference together. We started doing one of these conferences we had done back in 2014, 15, and 16 when we had brought all the support groups together. SOAK Support Group, Parker Foundation, all the different support groups that help.
So is this what's going to be there that day? Are you going to have all these support groups there?
Yeah. The purpose of the event, again, is to go ahead and bring all of those different organizations together. We're going to be having some breakout sessions. We're having some, we're going to have a town hall, small town hall meeting with some legislators and community partners to help give updates in the community about what's going on. Then we're going to have breakout sessions based on age, 0 to 5, K through 12, and adult services, which is one of the key areas that I'm pushing because I know there's a lack of resources for our adults in community, right? Mm-hmm. After the age of 21, supports dry up, and most adults with disabilities, if they can't get funded through the Agency for Persons with Disabilities or through long-term disability, then they fall into that pitfall where it's only caregivers and family members they have to depend on if they cannot find jobs. Mm. And unfortunately, we don't have a strong job market for our individuals with disabilities in this community.
And, you know, you're right about the COVID thing, because I know two people who don't even want to leave their houses now to go work in public. And I see these kids, my own. I have a 20-year-old, a 20-year-old and 11-year-old. And the 20-year-old, the COVID definitely changed her life. I can tell you, for me, it was a great time. We made a great time of it. I was home because I went, you know, the auditorium had to close. Anything over 500 seats just closed. It was the first time I'd been home in years. I mean, where we ate dinner every night together. We did take a ride every night. We got in the car all together and we'd drive, whether it be, you know, south by the inlet or north so that we could look at boats sitting in the harbor. We did take a drive, but yeah, us all being together was a beautiful thing for us. And I homeschooled, which was hilarious because I need schooling, you know? So, we made the best of that, but I see absolutely, especially with me being in a college every day, how it affected these young people. It's really more than people would think. I think they don't have a clue. Brittany, tell us about you now. When is your next event? Tell us the event that we're talking about.
Well, I was really just sitting here, and I am going to answer your question, but I'm trying to figure out how we can combine this.
Well, I know how, because, and I'm not sure with you because I'm just getting to know you, but I have talked to Phil, fundraising is what it's all about. It's not like money's just pouring in for these things, but yet you need money, just like you. Let's talk about your cause. And that's the thing, because I think you do good at fundraising. I think you do great at fundraising. But does it need to be better for you? You probably say, yes, we need to do more fundraising, but I'm tired. I'm tired at night, but yet I still got to keep fundraising. I know we just did the Mel Boom, and we tried to put on with the city. We tried to put on this big fireworks show, this big, you know, we love America and everybody come together without spending one taxpayer's dollar. You know, people go, oh, look at, they're blowing all these fireworks up and there's all our taxpayer dollars. Not one dime. Every dime. Gina, who does this show with me usually every week, she's too tired after Mel Boom to come on today. Plus there's a council meeting, some other meetings today at the city, but she has spent the better part of the year because she will start on fundraising for next year's event already, so that nobody's taxpaying dollars are spent. So I know all about fundraising. It's hard. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, it's got to be hard to go and knock on doors asking for money or things and resources. That's got to be hard.
And stuff.
Right. I always wanted to do a paper, you know, when we had to get our college degrees, I always wanted to stand out on the road with different signs to see what, you know, I always said if somebody stood out on the sign on the side of the road with a sign that said, I can't pay my FPL bill today. Can you help me? I think they'd get a lot more money than the guy that's, well, there's the one guy that says, not going to lie, just want the beer. You know, and people give him money. I will not give him a dime. I won't do it. But you just wonder what works with people, what pulls at their heartstrings and says, oh, because everybody knows FPL is not giving you any breaks. Mm-mm. You know, if I saw a girl standing out there and said, I just need to pay my FPL bill today, I'd be like, how much is it?
Right.
Tell me how much it is. Mm-hmm. You know, where instead of somebody just standing out there, I hate when they use God's name when you know they're not a Christian.
Right.
I could tell by that. Those swastikas and stuff tattooed on their arms and stuff, and they're out there asking for money. It's like they're not getting a dime from me, you know,
right.
And they chose that because I know some of them at the auditorium over there that live in that by that pond. So it has to, fundraising has to be terrible, is it?
You know,
but it
I guess
must feel rewarding.
The typical, the right
part.
Response is that, it is a challenge, and I guess getting the cause and the reason out there is the key. Everybody wants to know what are they working hard for and giving away. And that's why I decided to start Love is Life, Inc. It led me to opening we're in the process of opening a thrift store. It's totally different than any other thrift store. We go around and we clean up people's houses. We give the ability for people to donate, but it doesn't stop there at the donation, like typical to, and I'm not going to name drop, but typical to a different,
we won't
thrift
say
store.
Goodwill on here.
Right.
We won't.
No, I'm not. Yes. I definitely, no knocking anybody by any means. Definitely love Goodwill. But my thrift store was set apart differently because I grew up in the Salvation Army. My family is still pastors of the Salvation Army. I was born and raised, and I know nonprofit very well. I also know religion very well, and I know what a thrift store was. Salvation Army does have a thrift store, and I can say that. I have permission because my family is there. But the truth is that I wanted something to set apart. I had a dream at 14 years old. You said something about a dream. And I started with my grandmother, and I said, you know, I want to build something very close because I loved the Salvation Army and their nonprofit, and I loved their faith behind it. But I wanted to be a resource center that was even bigger. You know, you always wanted to aim higher. It wasn't that they weren't doing it good enough, right? So I had this plan at 14, and I stuck to it. And just in November, I decided that I was going to launch this whole thing. So you're seeing me at the beginning of my launch. November of 2024, we said Love is Life, Inc. We were going to put it on paper and we were going to apply for a 501c3 and we were going to get it. And
is that what you guys are also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, between myself and my board members, and it's just been the four of us, it's grown since then, but at the very beginning, it was just the four of us. So I have to say that we were working like soldiers, and we've been very successful. We've opened and we've partially opened, soft launched the thrift store. And that,
where's the thrift store at? Can you tell us?
It is at 1122 Lake Drive. It is in Unit C.
Oh, that's the warehouse you were
saying. That is, okay. Yes. So it's okay. In the process of a build out. We've run into a couple. Jared and I have to say it, you know, I know that there's been a lot of question or maybe some things that have been out, and I will just address it now. This has been, for the record, funded completely and solely by Jared and I. We have gone everything from the ground up. Every fundraiser, every event has not been any tax dollars, has not been anything. We have not gotten any grant money whatsoever. But the truth is that we wanted to build a place where somebody could come shop, could donate to, and still reap rewards for it, still see rewards for it. Because when you donate to my thrift store, it goes to a family in need. I have a list of individuals that need things, that just start over and need something. So I get the donations and they may not get that specific item, but I have a list of things that they may need or a wish list, and I fill that wish list with the donated items. I don't sell them. There may be moments where something that's donated isn't needed, and then I sell that item. But then those people that donated that item that I sold get love bucks in return. So that's store credit. Love bucks go out in the mail within 7 days. They get them, and they can choose online or in store, and they can get whatever they need in return.
That's
so
pretty cool.
I did it so that it was constantly giving back. It was a true nonprofit. It is a nonprofit giving and serving and meeting people in their space. So that brings me to the back to school bash.
When is that?
August 2nd is the finale, but it kicks off July 26th. So July 26th, I've teamed up with Let's Talk Trash. They're dropping one of their dumpsters out in my parking lot. And we're going to have community cleanup. We're going to be out there.
Where's that at?
In Lake Drive. Everything is going to be right there. We're going to gear it, even though it looks like a little craziness right now. It looks better than it did. But we have had a team of people out there, homeless volunteers, people that we have been feeding and helping and serving as they're serving the community and cleaning up this area to prep for this resource center that's coming to the ground. So, I mean, huge shout out, I have to say, to everyone that's seen this vision. The Back to School Bash is for all school ages, all the way from daycare, all the way to, if you're a senior and you're going back to school, we're going to have something for you. I'm not cutting anybody out. When it's back to school, it means back to business. And I want to include anybody and everybody that wants to be involved. I've sent invites out to Mayor Blake. I've sent invites out to everyone to be involved, as well as Sheriff Ivy. I stood up myself personally by myself and wrote an email and said, I would love to have your support. If you would like to come out and join us in the parade, we're going to have a parade August 2nd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. My goal is to have all the buses spread out from July 26th to August 1st. We've partnered with Brevard Public Schools Transportation. I'm not going to mess anybody's name up, I don't think. And they are going to give us as many buses as we'd like. He's amazing. Shannon, I have to give him a huge shout out. He said, absolutely, let's get this show on the road. How many buses do you need? Where do you want them? Tell me where you want them and how long you want them there. So from 9 to 5, from the 26th all the way to the 1st, they're going to be strategically placed, and we're going to let people check in. Go and find a bus. If you find a bus, go check in and get something special, and then drop something off if you have a donation to fill the bus. Yeah. They're going to be all throughout Brevard County, from New Smyrna all the way. I was told by them, by Shannon.
That's amazing, too, because like
72 miles.
In the north, they go to school all year.
Absolutely.
So they're going to be using the buses.
Yes.
I don't know how they can see down here, but yeah, wow.
Beautiful. So I'd love to tie it all together and make you all a part of it.
And it's the same day.
Actually,
the finale is the same day. The parade is the same day. Yeah.
I love that. Actually, we will definitely be talking after this and see how we can collaborate.
See how I put people together, Danny.
You're amazing. You're magic. You just
actually, you don't even know how much magic you just created, because one of the things I did couple years ago when we lost our space at the church, and we had a donation closet that I had opened and started just to give out to the community, that we had people would come in for food and we would just give the clothing away, and we'd use our young adults with disabilities to train them and just use that as a job training tool.
Where was your church?
Malabar Baptist.
And where was the location?
Off of Malabar Road, close to US 1.
Okay.
Yeah. I know we've met before.
I'm trying to figure it out. I really am, because I've seen you. I know you, but I don't. Okay, anyway.
I purchased a 17x6 trailer when we lost the space in the church and turned it into a thrift and consignment shop for my young adults with disabilities. So we now go to senior centers and we take clothing and things to them and fun days, and we take music and all kinds of fun.
I love it.
My whole thing is about giving back. Again, sometimes in our communities, we're so used to when people are in need that we think that they're the ones that always want to take. But sometimes giving in itself makes you feel whole. Mm. And that's important for our young adults with disabilities.
I truly believe we
got
to give to get.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I
live that life.
We're actually downsizing our donation clothing. I'm kind of sick of the clothing. So guess what? I'm going to donate our clothing to you.
Ooh, beautiful. That's wonderful.
And if you need help our young adults were always looking for places and spaces to help support and to help come and help out with.
Absolutely.
So let's talk afterwards, because we start back our adult program in August.
Okay.
And we're always looking for places to help use those hands.
Yes.
And to help provide supports to the community and make sure that they feel part of what is happening too, and let them be part of that.
Wow. Yeah. Only here, what's cooking in the 3-2-1,
that's
Danny.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
Kim's bringing it together.
I love it.
Let's take a second here, because I want to ask you guys, let's come away from, we're going to go back to it, but let's talk what's cooking in the 3-2-1 for a second. Let's talk food for a second, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know you guys do stuff, too, to feed people, right?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Yes, we
so
do.
So what's your go-to restaurant, though?
So my number one always go-to is Brasas.
Brasas.
It is a Brazilian steakhouse on Merritt Island. And yeah. I go there. That is my treat to my boys. And that was, I took Jared. He'd never experienced a Brazilian steakhouse before. And I sold him. Anytime I want to go out
there.
To eat, I just
mentioned Danny, have you
that.
Been there?
I've been there, yeah.
It is hands down amazing.
Jared, you
it
like
is
it?
Great. It is
yeah.
great.
Service is fantastic. It's
very just, good. Is it your favorite, though?
It has to be.
How about you guys? Where are you?
I'm Shells.
You're Shells?
Yeah, once I found Shells.
I worked at Shells. When I got a culinary,
you look familiar.
One of my, I worked there in 1993, I think. It was right when when they just opened. And I worked there because my dad, before I opened my restaurant here in 1994. And he said, I'm not lending you any money until you've worked every position in a restaurant. So I went to Shell's and I was like the dishwasher, the server, the hostess, the cook, just everything. And from there, I bought the little cafe in Melbourne Beach. But I still like Shells. Still
so good. You know the secret to the clam chowder, then.
I do know the secret to the clam chowder. I've made that clam chowder many times. I could tell you, but
they'd have to kill you.
You know what? I'm going to tell you one of the secrets of it. Because people always go in and go, you know, I don't want meat. I don't want this. Because bacon. Bacon is the secret to a good clam chowder. You got to grind that bacon down like a paste.
Bacon is the secret to everything.
You put it in with the onion and you start it there. That is the secret to any good chowder, I think.
Right.
So how about you? Where's one of your faves?
So we're a military family.
Me
retired
too.
Retired here. And
I'm
the very
military
first thing
family.
We look for to get us situated to feel like home in any place we've ever been, is to find a good pizza place. So we're really, really picky about that, too. And I know this may be
now, where are you from, though? Before you tell us what kind of pizza you like, where are you from?
I'm
originally
a military brat. I actually grew up in Germany.
In Germany. Okay.
So,
okay.
Military my whole life. I'm with you. I like it.
I'm a widowed military person, 36 years. But, and they were in Worms,
okay.
Germany.
Yeah.
Worms.
Yeah, so I grew up near
years and months
Trier.
And at a time.
It's in south.
I was never there. I never got
it's
to go there. But
Germany, so.
I shared a lot of phone calls there. Like, that's when you had a phone that you'd stretch the wire.
Yeah.
You know, it started out like 25 feet and 100 feet, and you're
very
in the other room talking to Worms. I was talking to Worms every night.
We were Air Force. So my dad was in the Air Force. I was in the Air Force. That's where I met my husband. But we retired to Brevard because he was able to get a job at Northrop Grumman.
Okay.
That's
where my son
pizza.
Works.
Pizza was the first thing. We always got to find it.
Well, there's a big controversy here over pizza.
I know.
And
that's,
this is what I
that's
always
why
tell
I
people.
Said I know that this is going to, someone's going to scream.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry,
no.
But this
so
is personal
here's my
preference.
Disclaimer for you. Pizza is like Philly beefsteaks, because those are the two things we fight about the most here in this town. They're very personal.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
what, so I don't ever say the best. Where's the best pizza? It's where's the pizza you love?
Well,
best.
I think it's the best, but I'm happy to stand on that conviction.
All right, let's hear that.
We go to Mr. O1's.
Mr. O1's is awesome.
It's in downtown.
It is awesome.
And,
but again, I love there, but I have to be in the mood for Mr. O1's. Sometimes I just want
I'm always
Bizarro's
in the mood
the
for
beach,
Mr. O1's.
You know, sometimes I just want the New York,
yeah.
And I'm from Detroit. So. Most of the time, I want that square Detroit pizza that they don't even make.
Yeah,
here.
See, I spent a lot of time. My husband and I were stationed in Italy. So we look for.
I was just getting ready to chime in and
pizza.
Say that.
Yeah, we look for thin.
How about FM Pizza? Have you been there?
Remind me of where that's at.
So it's on O'Galley. It's in the art district.
Yes, we have been there. They have really like the big with the big ovens and everything.
The big red
oven. Very good.
Inside.
It's just a little too far for us because we're south of Bard. So
do they have a Mr. O1 that way?
It's in downtown Melbourne. Yeah. So for us,
that's not too far. It's 8 miles. Yeah. It's not far at all.
Yeah.
It's 8 minutes away. I make that drive every day. So I have to tell you, you guys are all here today because Melbourne Seafood pays for this show. Okay. They're our biggest sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Have you been to Melbourne Seafood?
I have.
Yeah. Yes. You love that garlic butter. Mm-hmm. And
I love everything about Melbourne.
Yeah.
I'm a seafood girl.
They're the best. So let me just tell you, because I got to put a shout out to since he is paying for you guys to be here, I got to tell you, on Tuesdays they got dollar oysters, and they got a Maine lobster right now with two sides for $20. Still nice. The best value in town. Still one of the only places you can get lunch with a drink for under $10. So anyways, please, listeners out there, walk into a Melbourne Seafood Station. They've got the new one downtown, close to your Mr. O1's there. walk in there and tell them what's cooking in the 321 sent you. Also downtown, as long as we're talking about downtown. You guys like plays? You've been to the Henninger Center at all? You've got that Cocoville Village Playhouse up by you a little bit.
Yes.
Have you been to the Henninger Center?
Oh, yeah, right next to O1's.
Right next to O1's. You know what? I always park in the Henninger Center and walk over to Mr. O1's. Right now, the Henninger Center, they want everybody to go to it's tickets. Here's their website. It's HennigerCenter.com. Okay, if you go there and go to tickets, they've got season ticket packages right now. 6 shows for $252, 5 shows for $210, and 4 tickets for $168. I got to tell you some of the shows coming up, though, because you can get them right now. We all know that it gets sold out really quick. August 15th to September 17th, they've got Hairspray. October 3rd to October 26th, they've got The Little Shop of Horrors. November 21st to December 10th, they've got A Christmas Carol. January 16th to February 8th, they've got Singing in the Rain. This one I am not familiar with. It's called Prince Egypt. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of that one. You heard of that one?
Yeah.
I heard it's really, really good. March 6th to March 29th, it's Prince Egypt. And then May 8th to May 31st, Shrek the Musical.
I love it.
Don't we all love Shrek? So you can get all of those. You can go to every single one of them shows for $250. Nice. A couple dollars over. So, I mean, that's good
really
times.
Can't beat it.
And then you can go to Mr. O's, get her favorite pizza and mine. Have you been there?
I have not.
Well, let me tell you, they do something weird with the pizza. They take the pizza, they fold the corners in. And they
pizza.
Put this great burrata cheese in these corners, folded in. It's mouth-watering. That's right. So you hit that one good, because I get a lot of people that come in here and go the best, and I'll go, don't say the best. Not the best.
She was also very accurate on the whole, if you were stationed over, I'm also a military brat, you know, I had to cheer you on there for a second. But the truth is that if you almost are ruined because you get... You come back with these high expectations.
That's the truth.
And you're like, you're looking, and then you don't want to be a critic, right? You don't want to look at them and go, oh, and you're like, this
I'm sorry.
Is good.
I'm from New York, okay?
Right.
I am a New York pizza. I'm a foodie snob.
So you like bizarros.
Because I've seen everyone's authentic food,
right.
Chinese food, Italian, German, you name it, I've eaten it, and I am a snob.
And we've traveled, if you've traveled.
My son wouldn't eat pizza when we first moved here. Like, we went to like, Domino's. I know. But that's my son refused to eat anything else. He was like, that's not
so. I can tell you, I hold one of the highest culinary degrees here. I have a CEC on my jacket. There's not two of us in all of Brevard with one. My favorite food is definitely a Smucker's peanut butter and jelly Uncrustable. You could give that. That's
the truth. I've actually eaten one.
And because people, in fact, I just had somebody ask me just the other day, they're Sicilian. From Long Island. I did my cooking internship in Long Island, and they're talking about the good food and all that. And they said, I really like to have you for dinner, but I'd be afraid to have you for dinner. And I'd go, well, as long as you had a Smucker's peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'm happiness. And truly, there's no time in my freezer that I don't have my Smucker's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And usually, you know, like you guys, when you cook a Thanksgiving dinner or something, you don't eat during the day. By the time dinner's ready, you don't want to eat it. You've looked at it. I cook every day, all day.
Right.
Okay, so by the time, like I started Mel Boom, I think it was about 7 in the morning I got there. I didn't eat until I got home and had my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I didn't eat all day. So that's my go-to for, you know.
And my go-to is, well, mine and Jared's. That's actually what connected us. The fun fact about Jared and I, super weird, but I found out when I started dating him that he ate yogurt with peanut butter.
Oh, so, I don't know about that one.
Wait a minute. But it's a thing, and I didn't know that it was ever a thing. Vanilla. I did it my whole life.
Very specific.
Until I met him, it is vanilla Greek yogurt.
I might have to try that with some Hershey
with
bars or
peanut
something
butter.
Tonight.
Okay, well, sure, you can.
Yeah. I got to work hard to have this figure. It doesn't come with water alone, right?
I love it.
That's awesome. So, all right, so we'll take it. We'll take that food right back. At your, I know I'm cooking for your
event. You're cooking for us. Yeah. Yes, you will be. And actually, thank you so much. I so appreciate that.
No, I'm the most hated person in Brevard, I think, right now, because at the auditorium, and I'm just going to put this out there. Maybe I'll explain it to everybody. Hopefully they're listening, and if not, I hope they tune in later, because you can listen to this show. You can tell all your people. Danny, tell them you can go on to anytime.
Go to WWBC.com and go to On Demand. And you can check the date that you want to listen to and the time that the show airs, which is at 1 o'clock.
So you can listen to this show today.
And you can listen any day and any program.
For years.
Yep.
I love it.
So you can pull up this show. So you can actually put on your Facebook pages, you can text your peeps and say, hey, go to WW On Demand, go to this date, what's cooking in the 3-2-1, and they can listen to this show. And that's why I always tell people... you know, and they tried to take out AM radio out of cars. And I just said, no, radio is still important. We're the only one. There's anything going on, hurricanes, I don't care. We need radio. So we need, and I'm guilty myself. When I'm in my car, I do not listen to radio stations anymore. I listen to the shows I like. And I know, like, Sita's got her show on Mondays.
And you can also go to the apps for those too.
Correct.
We have apps.
Yep.
And it does the same thing. You go to the on-demand part of it. And check the date. And
right. So you can listen to the show forever. Almost forever. So anyways, at the auditorium, we had somebody that comes in. They like to bring their own food. They don't want to pay. They get donations of food. Okay. So at the same time, I'm doing food. All right. So now somebody got sick. Okay. They said they were sick. The camera in the sky, they came in sick. Okay. So at the end of the day, it was like, hold on, let's just roll this back. Let's take a look at this, because we all knew he was sick when he walked through the door. Okay, it was a little guy. All right, but now they're blaming it on, you know, it all comes back to it's me, my insurance, my liability and all that. So now no one can bring food into the auditorium. You can only get it from me. You can't bring anything, nothing at all. They sort of ruined it for themselves, okay? Which it was coming down anyways. You can't bring food into a hotel anymore and stuff like that. So it was just a matter of time. So now when you come, you cannot bring your own food. So I know I've got another fundraiser coming up that wants to get food donated from wherever. Or let's just look at the India Festival. Listen, I might be the best chef in town or not, but I can't cook that India food like Mama India in the kitchen, okay?
Right.
So it's like... So now what I have to do is get it from, like, say, Taste of India and bring it in for them. But I still have to take control of all that food. So people don't like that. Would you hate that?
No.
Because a lot of people are not happy with that they cannot bring their own food now, or they cannot get food from where they want.
I'm actually grateful for our event, because you're taking all the pressure off of me,
and
I can just depend on you.
I'm
okay with it.
Right.
I had a club here in town, and they said, I don't understand why we have to use you. And I said, well, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to use me.
Right.
I'm willing
great
to
response.
Do whatever you want. It's like, it's not like I'm just telling you you can only have this. So for the better part, the people who have like you didn't have to worry about food and beverage. I was there for you.
Well, and that's why I want to say something real quick. You know, I look at things a little differently, I guess. I look at it as I wouldn't want to take your light off of you. That's something you enjoy doing. That's what you... I do. Well, okay. Well, anyway, that would
that's
be. I wouldn't
week,
want
Danny.
To. I wouldn't want to take that. You're allowing somebody to shine where they shine the best, and it's taking pressure off of me.
I've been trying to retire for 20 years. I've been trying to have my
because
kids
you're
take...
so good. Because everybody wants the book with you.
You guys have met Jennifer, who I'm with. Love you, Jennifer. If you're listening out there. So Jennifer at first said, you're such a control freak. You've got to let go. You've got to let the staff do this, and you got to let the staff do this. Now she totally agrees. You got to be there, Mo. If you're not there, it's just not going to go right. You've got to be there. And I love my staff. They do a great job. But I'd like everything to be the way I want it and perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm my worst critic. And I don't know when I'm going to be able to quit. I just don't know.
You're good at it. You really are. And you did. I thank you, too.
And I've taken up drinking in this last 2 years. I didn't drink for about... on my 40th birthday, I stopped drinking for Lent. You know, I'm a Catholic girl. For Lent, you got to give up something. I'm going to give up drinking because really I was thinking that'll be easy for me because I don't drink a lot. Nah, I must have been an alcoholic when I said that because I'll tell you what, about 2 weeks in, I'm getting angry. Talking to angry people, no, I'm like, man, I want to drink. I didn't even know I liked to drink this much. And then after Lent, I just didn't drink anymore because I felt so good. Like, right. I didn't have a hangover. Once you get past 40, let me tell you, you get hangovers. You can't drink like when you were in the 20s, you know, playing beer pong and stuff. So I did. I stopped drinking for years. But, yeah, 2 years ago, I just said, I think I feel like drinking again. It's been beautiful, Danny. I'm
Margarita like, Central.
No, martini. You know, martinis, I'm all about that butterscotch martini. Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me my coffee and my martini. In fact, put
and
them
you
together.
You deserve that. Look at you.
Put them together.
You feel good about it. Why not?
But you can't cook. Can't cook after that point.
Oh, well, that's where the peanut butter and jelly comes in.
Right.
All right. So, you excited about the fundraiser coming up?
We are very excited about the conference coming up.
We'll get back to them fundraisers. See, off the martinis.
Like I said, we're really excited about sharing a lot with the community, resources. We get a lot of phone calls from families all the time. And unfortunately, the last few years, we haven't really had a lot of FaceTime, you know. People getting together. So they really do look forward to an event annually getting together. We recently went to the Family Cafe over in Orlando, which is one of the largest conferences with about 30,000.
It's the largest cross-disability conference in the United States.
Yeah.
So that happens every year in Orlando.
And you get about 30,000 individuals, families.
Wow. How many are you expecting?
We're hoping that we have a good turnout. We're hoping maybe between 500.
Have you done this here before?
We have done it before.
And how many did you have?
Let's see. When we first started in 2014, we had about 300. The next year, we had about 500. And the last year we did it, we had over 1,000 people.
I better make a note. I better.
So I get
it's the free be well event. Staffed yeah. and well right. food in.
It's a yeah. free event.
It's completely free event.
Completely
for
free.
Our
and like okay. I said, it's for our families to come together to get information, to connect with each other.
So when they walk through the front doors here, what are they going to see? Is it tables? Is it chairs? And
it's gonna
somebody
be,
on a stage?
We've got
what
about
is it?
50 to 60 vendors.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's going to be
what
a
kind
lot
of vendors? Just give us
they're
an
gonna
idea.
They're going to be pediatricians.
Like
they're going to be therapists. They're
therapists,
going to be,
okay.
you know, any kind of resources.
Mental health, behavioral okay. health.
Mm-hmm. Brittany, you're busy that day. You're missing a good one here.
Actually,
I know that is the second. I'm sitting here racking my brain.
Yeah, forget how we can pull this all together.
I'm an organizer, so
actually,
I can
figure it out.
And
you know what, Brittany? One of the things that maybe we can do is if you decided you'd like to participate somehow, and if we have anything available, we can have a booth where if people want to make donations that day.
A collection.
Let me rack my brain about this for a minute.
And you could have a collection box for you or something.
Remember where they're coming to is huge. I mean, our building's huge, and
yeah.
we got that big stage.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
why don't we? Yeah, let's talk
so
after
gonna,
this,
yeah.
and
yeah.
I'll we'll.
And our event is from 11 to 4 o'clock.
And that's and on the second.
On the second, and then you said something about yeah. yours that's from 6 to 8. That later that day.
Yes.
Oh, the parade.
Yeah.
Parade.
So we may be
yeah.
able to roll
double,
it all together.
Yeah.
yeah like I said.
What if
when
we
you're
were
done
to
with one
do
event,
our? We, okay. What about on like on a whim? We just say, on the second we wrap the grand finale into your event.
That would be fantastic.
We could do something
I know
like that.
I think we have Sheriff Ivy coming to our
yeah,
event earlier in the day to talk about our first responder panel.
Let's go.
So.
And we, Jared and I, actually met Red Cross.
We're
going to
come back here on the 29th.
Okay. We can work.
Okay, we're going to come back here on the 29th,
yes.
and we're going to tell everybody what we're doing next week.
Oh, I'd love that.
Okay.
That would be fantastic.
All right. So, okay.
Yeah. Listen, I do have a couple things I want to say, though, because, oh, my gosh, you didn't give me the fingers yet. I know we're not there, but Ellen, who does the show on Mondays with Sita. She is one of the hottest bands because you might need entertainment for this day. I'm thinking you might need entertainment because the Phoenix Band, Ellen has a couple different bands, but they're going to be at Ziggy's on the 12th. They're at the Shack at 6:30 on the 18th. They're at Crickets on the 19th. She's got a little band that also goes up out in, on the 9th. They're going to be at the Kiwi Club, 9th and the 23rd. I'm going to go to that, at the Kiwi Club. And every Thursday, she can be found at Squid Lips. Have you been to see Ellen yet? You got to go. We got to go. I'm going to tell you when we're going to the Kiwi Club, because that'll probably be a good one. Or Squid Lips. You guys been to Squid Lips, haven't mm-hmm. you?
Yes.
Yeah.
The she does a lot for these things, too. And I know she's listening to the show today. So this will be a good one for her. Also, this weekend, we've got the Cocoa Beach Air Show that's happening July 12th and 13th at the Lori Wilson Park. That's also a good time. So I just want to make sure that we let them know what's going on there. So, yeah, so we're going to all come back on the 29th. We're going to come together. We're going to talk about what we're doing on the 2nd. And I think that's great that the times just happen to fit together.
Mm-hmm.
See, I knew I'm bringing people together for a reason.
Unite with purpose.
Actually, there's another little piece of that.
Oh, I like that. Unite with purpose.
It's funny because
unite with purpose. That's our slogan.
I like that.
Nicole and I are probably sitting here kind of, we'll be laughing later on going, did she say community center? Like if you're sitting in our meetings. One of the things that we've been talking about in our One Voice Coalition is helping to create community centers in Brevard County for our families. One-stop shops, as you're talking about, where families can come and get information about resources, training,
jobs,
and it doesn't matter from 0 to 100, respite, like
support for parents, all of that.
A lot of times right now we have to wait to find spaces in the community or churches or different things of that nature.
Well, also, a lot of our families, when they go through the process of getting a diagnosis, whatever it is, you guys have probably have had some experience with this, but a lot of our families are given just kind of the folder with the diagnosis, and that's it. You're not really kind of, nothing is explained. Okay, this is where you need to go to fill out paperwork to access your insurance for here or this, or this is a good person to talk to help, you know, on those days that are super tough. Your world shifts, your entire foundation shifts once you get that diagnosis.
Yeah.
And having a place that you can plug in immediately after that would be life-saving.
It is. And just being able to have that connection point. Unfortunately, when we leave the school district, when we're in school, yeah, you can go to your teacher, a social worker, somebody. But when you get past that point and you're not in school, or for a lot of our families that feel like they no longer are part of the Brevard School District in that way, whether either in private school or homeschools, they lose that connection. And that part, they start to feel like they're drifting on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where we wind up having so many issues. And I'm hoping that we can work again on a grassroots level with our law enforcement, behavioral health, mental health, because that's where a lot of our families are feeling so lost that now child is acting out. I don't know what to do. Or they're starting to elope. Now I've got to call the police. You know, and our police officers, they only have so many resources in there.
Mm-hmm.
Bag of resources in there.
And Brittany, I think this is going to be good because, like, the fundraiser I did with you, you had walks of life from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had, like, there was no rhyme or reason. You just had anybody that wanted to help and who was, you know, we had somebody making candles, we had somebody doing yoga, we had somebody playing, you know, there was all kinds of things happening in that room.
I
was just feeding everybody, yeah.
I wanted to run down my list real quick, if that's
please do.
Okay.
Yep.
So we have collabed with amazing people. I have over, and I can only name a few. We have over 76 collaborations with people that are giving some sort of incentive to the community behind the branding of Love is Life, Inc. and the meaning and the mission behind that. So the Wilson Group covers all of our insurance, gives amazing discounts and whatever to help any situation, business, residential, all of that. Poseidon Construction Services, they've done amazing jobs there with us in our build out and sponsored us some as well. We've got Stargazer Embroidery. She's giving some merch.
Oh, I'm
going to
make sure
it's by
her, from her, by the way.
She's doing amazing things with us for the uniforms. Like, we're going to collab with her and get some discounted situations for people that can't maybe get embroidered. I mean, the list goes on, and I could stay here for hours because I would have to think about them first, but they're one call away. And I encourage you guys to go check out www.loveislifejourney.com.
That's what I want to make sure right now that everybody, because I'm going to talk about the auditorium for just a second, but please tell them, and I want you guys to share it. Tag the What's Cooking in the 321 Facebook page.
Yeah.
Tag that with how they can reach you. And both of you, tell them right now how to get a hold of you.
Yes, my email directly, everyone sees it on my board, is loveislifebrevard@gmail.com. That goes directly to...
You got a number you want to give out or no?
I have a number, yes, 321-317-0446. That is the staff number. Everyone gets everything. And you can inquire about anything. If you need food, if you need housing, if you need a resource, if you need some sort of connection
anywhere.
And this
would be good because now you can hook it to theirs.
And we're all going to...
Brittany and Jackie, how about you? Can you tell them how to get a hold of you?
Sure. You can find us under Angels Bridging Gaps, A-N-G-E-L-S, Bridging, B-R-I-D-G-I-N-G, Gaps, G-A-P-S.com. You can always, and the phone number is 631-807-2974. And you can find myself or my husband, Brian, that helps me run the organization, and any other information that you need. Nicole also has...
Oh, so for the One Voice Brevard is really only on Facebook right now. But we do have what's called the One Voice Coalition, FL.org. That's our new website that we're trying to do for our collaborative effort. And there's an info at onevoicecoalitionfl.org for our contact email. But you can go to the website. We do a monthly newsletter where we try to share a lot of information and events and resources. So yeah. Please check us out.
We also do a monthly meeting on the first Tuesday of every month. We invite community partners to participate. We're giving updates similar to the way we used to run our interagency council at Brevard. At one point, we had over 40 agencies that were part of the interagency council, and we ran like a well-oiled machine. And I'd love to see that kind of connection continue, where we're supporting each other as nonprofits as we continue supporting the community.
That's awesome. And I've got another thing for you guys, because on October 25th, we do a Halloween spectacular at the auditorium, and you can get a free, we have 3,000 plus people come through the door.
Love it.
And you guys, it's free to you guys. You get a table. All you got to do is bring candy for like 3,000 people, but I'm going to get you information for that.
Love it.
So I've just got a couple things. Danny's giving me the little bunny ears here. I got 2 minutes because I got to tell you what's going on with me. This weekend, I hate to follow up this beautiful things that you guys are doing with. This weekend, we've got the gun show. We've got the gun show back in the auditorium Saturday and Sunday. That's 9 to 5 on Saturday. It's 9 to 4 on Sunday. On Wednesday, we've got we've got the Melbourne Municipal Band. And I got to tell you, Danny, they're coming into the studio on Tuesday. You know, there's been a lot of controversy. Dave, Marcy, and I, and Kurt, we're all going to be together fighting it out right here on the air. That's going to be Wednesday, July 16th, Thursday, July 17th. The doors open at 6. We're going to be cooking. We're going to be cooking our burgers and having a great time there. On Saturday, July 19th, Sunday, July 20th, we've got the Brevard Home and Garden Expo. That's Frederick's show. It's a big show. It's 10 to 3 on Saturday. It's 10 to 3 on Sunday also, so make sure you stop by that. And then we've got hot tubs the end of the month. And, of course, on August 1st, we've got Angels Bridging Gaps, One Voice Collision Florida, Helping Hands Family Resource Fair from 11 to 4. You can get info on that. Once again, I'm going to repeat it. It's 321-324-1643, One Voice Collision. And listen, I want to thank Brittany. I want to thank you and your hubby there, Jared. Nice seeing you again. I look forward to working with all four of you soon. And I hope that this has been a good gathering for all of you. Jackie, Nicole, thanks for coming on the show. And again, we're going to meet here on the 29th.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
To all my listeners, what's cooking in the 321, please make sure you go to Melbourne Seafood and thank them for making it possible for us to have this show today. Danny, nice seeing you. I'll see you maybe before Tuesday. You might be at the gun show. You never know. All right, we're out. Thank you.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless. We'll be right back.